Well, she's the lady we turn to for insights on calf and heifer care. That is Angie Medcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And we're in the final segment now of our three-part series talking about transition calves. And Angie, I know today you want to talk about other things that may upset the delicate balance of just weaned calves. So I guess my first question is, what specifically are you talking about when you talk about farmers and some of the things that could be upsetting that balance for those calves?
Well, you know, something that farms may not have thought about is, you know, even how their cattle trailer may be affecting the health of these young calves. Most times the same cattle trailer may be used for older heifers, moving adult cows, even animals that are going to the sale barn. So these animals can be shedding a lot of diseases, and young calves can pick them up by, you know, nosing the side of the trailer, licking their hides after the move, things like that. And a lot of farms will move all their animals on one day. So if Tuesday's moving day, they'll move all their animals, and things can be pretty fresh to these young calves.
Well, you make a good point. I mean, that could be a biosecurity issue, but are you suggesting then that a farmer have more than one trailer?
Well, if they have to move that many animals and they're all using the same trailer and they can't clean between and disinfect, I would say probably, yeah, you know, maybe a smaller trailer just for those young calves, something that they can use just for them. It still needs to be cleaned regularly, but the amount of things that can get transmitted to these young calves if it's not a total farm trailer would be lessened. And I'm talking, you know, yoni, salmonella, things like that that can severely affect these young calves.
So, Angie, then, what are some other things that could affect those post-weaned calves?
Well, you know, this may seem strange, but, you know, just a change in personnel on the farm can affect these calves. They may be used to usually the same schedule, the same attitude of a person that comes in. So if you got someone new that comes in, they change how their things are done, come in at a different time, these calves can get stressed. And sometimes we see these side effects. If we have a weekend person that comes in, someone's been on vacation, they come back, all of a sudden you just have things that just seem out of whack and calves just don't seem to be doing like they are. They like schedules.
That makes a lot of sense. Are there some other outside forces that do affect our transition calves?
Well, obviously visitors. You know, we need to watch visitors, and most farms are pretty good about having the calves away from the entry area of the farm. But so many farms want to see the babies, and, mm-hmm. Touching and feeling, letting them lick on you, you know, things like that. They can bring in things from other farms. Also, you know, dogs, cats, birds, rodents, you know, all those things on the farm can transfer things back and forth as well.
Well, Angie, as we wrap up then our three-part series, what is your tip of the day?
Well, you know, these baby hutch calves and baby calf pens, you know, we might look at these calves three, maybe four times a day as we're taking care of them, whereas a group pen calf may be on another farm, maybe on an older part of the farm. And sometimes we just go through, scrape quick, give them bedding, give them feed, and they're on their own. We may see them once or twice a day, and some things get missed. We just have to remember that they're still babies, and they need the same attention that babies get.
Some interesting insights and some very helpful ones as well on transitioning of your calves. And again, if you want more details, you can talk directly with Angie at Heartland Cooperative at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, there's some good information on the website.
Right, and the website address is heartlandcooperativeservices.com. And go ahead and check it out. And if you missed an article or a taped podcast, check that out as well.
And on behalf of Angie and myself, have yourself a wonderful and safe Memorial Day holiday weekend. This is WDEZ.